Researchers at the University of South Florida say reducing your risk of dementia can be a mouse click away. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa spoke with USF professor Jerry Edwards about computer brain games they've studied and others they're testing now. She starts by telling us about one successful clinical trial involving healthy older adults.
It was a computerized intervention that we call cognitive speed of processing training. It involved almost 3,000 older adults that were 65 and older when they entered the study. And we actually followed them for 10 years. And we found after that time period that those who were randomized to this particular type of computerized training were less likely, up to 48% less likely, to be diagnosed with dementia later on.
Wow, 48%. So it's a computer program, right?
Yes. We're primarily targeting your visual attention. So the aim is to improve how quickly you can take in information. So one of the things that happens to us with age, and even as early as 25, is we start to slow down mentally. And this particular program tries to speed us back up, improve how much information we can process very quickly.
How long does someone have to use this computer program to be able to show these kind of results?
In that particular study, it was up to 18 hours of the training.
Does everybody experience this kind of benefit?
I would say that most of the people randomized to the computerized speed of processing training, about 87%, we saw benefits.
How long do the results last?
There is a small diminishing of the effects that we see, but we still see that people who did even just 10 hours of the training are still performing better, having better mental quickness 10 years later.
Should everyone be trying this?
It's a very good idea at 50 years of age to start using brain training programs that have been found to be efficacious in randomized clinical trials.
Can we find this program online?
You can. This particular exercise is now marketed as part of a program called BrainHQ at brainhq.com. Or if you're local in Tampa, you could participate in our research. We're looking for older adults 60 and above who would be willing to come to the USF Tampa campus and participate in our studies, all of which are aimed at reducing risk of dementia and improving brain function.
What sort of studies would they participate in?
We are examining a new version of the intervention we previously found to reduce dementia risk. So an interesting thing about the program is that it has also been shown to improve gait speed and balance and to reduce risk of falls. And that's really fascinating because it's just a computer exercise training your brain, but yet it has these everyday implications for your balance. So this new version, we have incorporated movement into the exercises. And so the goal is to not only improve brain speed, but have greater improvements in your motor function and gait speed and balance.
Are you working on anything else?
Yes. We also have a very exciting study that is funded by the National Institute on Aging to examine the effects of music training among older adults. So there is very interesting evidence that older musicians age better and they're quicker processors than those who are not musicians. And so this is the first very large-scale randomized clinical trial to see in an experiment if music training will improve older adults' abilities.
So you're looking for volunteers for that?
We are.
And you're going to train them how to play something, I guess?
So in the study, they work in groups and they will learn about music. They may learn to read music and they may learn to make music in different ways.
Dr. Jerry Edwards, professor in USF's Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.